When I arrived to the United States close to 50 years ago, I received my green card soon due to the shortage of registered nurses like myself. I became a legal resident. Then in 5 years, I was quite honored to become a United States citizen, of course. That was after studying about the Constitution, then passing written and oral tests and interviews. I came to admire Abraham Lincoln, our first Republican Christian Civil War president. He gave his life to abolish slavery, to proclaim the Emancipation Proclamation. While the Civil War was happening, many bitter feelings were present. Lincoln saw it fit to speak a kind word about the South. A shocked bystander asked how he could do so. His reply was, "Madam, do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" A century later, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. reflected on Christ's Sermon on the Mount, "Love Your Enemies," commented that this is the power of redemptive love. Reverend King continued, "When we love in this way, we will know God and experience the beauty of His holiness." Abraham Lincoln and Reverend King were two individuals who influenced me to become a lifetime Republican. Instead of hateful, belittling, bitter, and divisive superiority in regard of our political opponents, let us be civil. After all, someday we'll answer for every foolish word we have spoken. This attitude emulates President Lincoln's civil approach to his Confederate fellow citizens. We need this approach in the poisonous political climate of today. May God rule our lives. Adeline Hartman, Emporia.